Good morning, Besorot Tovot, Shavua Tov. I feel compelled to share with you this morning the words of the Rebbe Mipi at Cesna that he wrote on Parshat Metzora 1940, Erev Pesach, and he's referring to what we spoke about last week, the Nig'ei Batim, when there is Tzarat in a house. And he says as far as, and I'm going to read you from an English translation, because it's just really interesting. This is from a book called From the Years of Wrath. It's a translation by Henry Abramson. I think he is a president or very high up in Turo. And he wrote a translation of Eish Kodesh in the context of things that were going on. So he speaks as follows. The Rebbe probed further by specifically referring to the present condition of Warsaw Jewry. The punishments of the spring of 1940, this is before the ghetto, seem to serve only to distance Jews from their spiritual occupation. How could the walls possibly hold good tidings? They were hearing that there was going to be a ghetto. How could this be good for the suffering of Jews? What did they mean? And how should Hasidim relate to their construction? So the Rebbe returned to the question by digging deeper into the Talmudic teaching on the Levitical home, which noted that only a member of the priestly caste had the authority to place a home under quarantine. A non-priest, even an expert, may only render an opinion. Meaning that if you have a plague in your house, if you have Sarat in your house, only the Kohen can tell you what is wrong. And he now goes to the words in the Pasuk that when you go to the Kohen, you say, Kenega Nirali Babad. It looks like it's a plague. So the Piyasesna says as follows, a person must only say it resembles a plague to me. And even a Torah scholar who knows that it is in fact a plague must nonetheless say it resembles a plague, because a person is incapable of saying if it is in truth a plague or affliction, it is a matter of perception, such that one may say it resembles a plague, whereas in truth it is an act of benevolence for the Jewish people by means which God does good for us. What he's referring to here is a Rashi. The Rashi is halfway through the parasha, where the Rashi says that when Natati Negat Sarat Besurah Hilahim, this is actually good news. Shehanageim Ba'im Alehim Lefishi Itminu Emoriim Matmoni Otshel Zahav, because the Emorites had hidden golden jewelry in the walls of their houses. And when we had a nega and we broke these walls down, we discovered the jewels. What the Pit says is saying that very often we see something and we think it is a nega, but we mustn't say it's a nega. It's kenega nir ali. It looks to me like it's a nega. From my keyhole vision of what's going on around me, it looks like this is a terrible thing. However, we see from nig a bite that that's not the case. Only the Kohen can decide, only the spiritual leader can decide if it's a nega or not a nega. Li nir ash is a kenega. To me, it looks like it is a nega. He says the proof is that in the team of the Tzarat, people thought this is terrible. I'm going to have to smash my walls down in my house. This is an incredible expense, and so on and so forth. As they're smashing their walls down, they discovered gold. Again, whether one wants to take this literally or not is absolutely relevant to the point that I want to share with you this morning. Very often we see things and it's so bad, it's so terrible, and who knows? Only God knows. God has a plan. He knows what's going on. Kenega nirali. It looks to me terrible, right? It looks to me shocking. Mitzad sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. That's our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. Not an Ayatollah and not Mr. Biden, Lahavdil, nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he is doing. We have been living in this created panic over the last few days. I tell myself and I tell you, listen to the news to know what to do, but then turn it off, because the panic that has been created over the last week and a half, waiting, what is Iran going to do? And they did it. Okay, they did it, and Baruch Hashem, and it's Baruch Hashem, and 99% of anything they sent to us was intercepted. Very, very little damage was done at all. One young lady, Shia Rafua Shlema, was hurt from fragments of an exploded missile. And besides that, over 300 missiles were sent towards Israel. And Baruch Hashem, the sun is shining. And Baruch Hashem, we're cleaning for Pesach. And Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael Chai. Kenega Nirali Babayit. It looks to me, you know, it looks, where's the world going? What the hell is happening? Like, what is going on? Al Kenega Nirali Babayit. The Piazzesna in the depths of Warsaw in 1940. Erev Pesach 1940, when the rumours about the walls going up are coming up and people's heads are down and there's no war taking place because Poland has been conquered and the West isn't fighting it, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because France is going to fall in a month's time, and with that Belgium and Holland and all of Western Europe, and the war is going to be against Britain in the August of 1940, and who knows where it's going to be because America's not in the war. It's just getting worse and worse and worse, and the Rebbe says still Kenega, Kenega. It looks to me like it's a plague. That doesn't mean that it's a plague. We wake up this morning, Baruch Hashem. I feel relieved, to be honest. I know that people might think that's strange, but after weeks of they're gonna retaliate. So they retaliated, and Baruch Hashem, we are all living and breathing the day after, and the sun is shining, and we're cleaning for Pesach. Kenega nirali babayit. It looks sometimes like this is a disaster. Aval, you knock down the wall and you find gold. And Be'ezrat Hashem, there will be besorot tovot. And Am Yisrael has been through so many things. And we've been through Persia before. We've been through Achashverosh's before and Haman's before. And Am Yisrael, Am LaNetzach Lo Mefached Miderech Arukah. We are not afraid, and we keep our heads high, and we function. And the only little piece of advice that I give to myself and share with you is we have to hear the news to know what's going on, see the headlines, and then close it, and then finish it, and get on with your day. And just keep up to date with the news, because this breaking news reality that surrounds us is not just breaking news, it's creating news. And the highest element of terrorism is to terrorize people and have them walking around in utter panic. The precautions that the country are taking are the sensible and correct precautions that need to be taken. You have to be careful. At the same time, we lift our heads high. We have a country, we have a government, we have an army, and Baruch Hashem, we have a Torah, which Torah Tashem, which is full of Ben Adam L'Chaviro. We have a Torah that does not ask us to destroy people, to burn bodies, to kidnap babies. We have a Torah, which is Torah Tashem, Drachea Darchei Noam, V'chol Nativotea Shalom. We have a religion that has always been Menschlichkeit, that has always been about being good and about helping, and Darchei Noam. And we can be proud of who we are. And the fact that we have to fight so many people with our ideas, to me, only makes me feel stronger that we have the emet, that we have the truth. So Be'ezrat Hashem, for those of you in Israel listening, lift up your heads, lift up your heads, smile, and hold your flag, and hold your Tanakh, and remind yourself, She'am Yisrael Chai.